Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. He made the announcement in a late Wednesday tweet that's saying that the Chinese vice premier asked for the delay in time for the People's Republic of China's 70th anniversary on October 1st. The increase in tariffs from 25 to 30% was supposed to take effect on that date. They are now set October 15th. There's been no response so far from Beijing. Mr. Trump's announcements came after China said earlier Wednesday it's exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th. They include shrimp, a cancer-fighting machine, industrial grease, and assorted chemicals. President Trump says that his administration will propose banning thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. This is amid an outbreak of breathing problems tied to vaping. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Health officials are investigating about 450 possible cases around the country, including six deaths, of illnesses linked to e-cigarettes and other vaping devices. The president discussed the matter at the White House today with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who told reporters new data show a surge in adolescent usage.
The youth are drawn to flavored e-cigarettes.
Azar says the Food and Drug Administration is developing new guidelines.
So we simply have to remove these attractive flavored products from the marketplace.
While the government studies the safety of the devices and whether they help adult smokers quit traditional cigarettes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump again dangled the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions on Iran if it can bring President Hassan Rouhani to the bargaining table. Mr. Trump added that the U.S. is not looking for regime change in Iran and said that the country has tremendous potential. This is VOA News. During a national address Wednesday night, the Bahamian president, or I should say prime minister, Hubert Minnis, provided an update on the number of confirmed deaths since Hurricane Dorian ravaged the nation.
The official death count in the Bahamas as of the 9th of September is 42 in Abaco and 8 in Grand Bahama, for a total of 50 people. There are many who are still missing. The number of deaths is expected to significantly increase.
Bahamas officials say 2,500 people are listed as missing, but a number of those unaccounted for may be staying in shelters or were evacuated from the islands. Early estimates say the Category 5 hurricane, the strongest storm to ever strike the Bahamas, caused about $3 billion in damage. The Trump administration's new rule on asylum gets approval from the U.S. Supreme Court. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
The Trump administration's new rule prohibiting immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States if they passed through another country and did not seek asylum there first has been approved by the Supreme Court. The order issued late Wednesday undoes a lower court ruling that blocked the new asylum policy in some states along the southern border. Two justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, dissented from the high court's order. Sotomayor said the rule upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Scientists are reporting that they've discovered signs of water at a planet outside our solar system that is temperature suitable for life. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The planet is known as K2-18b, and two research groups announced this week they found water vapor in its atmosphere. A University College London team says not only is it the first super Earth with water detected, the planet is just the right distance from its star to conceivably harbor life, making them wonder if there is someone else out there. Researchers use data from the Hubble Space Telescope and space vehicles to analyze the planet's atmosphere. They're waiting for next year's launches of two higher-tech observatories to gather additional data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump is planning to visit the majority black city of Baltimore in the state of Maryland Thursday. He has been criticized recently about remarks he made about the city and Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents a large portion of the city. Trump called it a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where no human being wants to live. He has denied charges of racism. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1. The Voice of America. VOA.